WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A Bryan man just arrested for an armed robbery of Pepe's restaurant last month is now accused of two Bryan convenience store holdups from last Monday. Officer Kelly McKeithen says an anonymous tip led to the additional charges against 26-year-old Brandon Moore.
He was then put in a lineup and shown to employees at the Pepe's. We had multiple people there who had picked him out of that lineup. And then we were also able to take that information and kind of help us with the other cases as well.
Moore was identified as the suspect who held up the Ready to Go store on South College and the Oaks Food Mart on 29th. Moore was picked up in the Clay community south of Snook after he called a crisis hotline. He admitted the man who committed the robberies looked like him, but denied any involvement. A College Station policeman received a letter from his credit card company that someone made an online attempt to open a fraudulent account. That led to a month-long investigation, which resulted in the arrest of an office employee of a local fitness business. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the internet address and the physical address of the bogus account were traced to 20-year-old Joy Coleman of College Station, whose job included processing credit card information.
The information provided by these victims was for legitimate purposes. The suspect in this chose to violate that trust that must exist between, at times, between customers and businesses.
Coleman is accused of using the credit card information of 9 customers to fraudulently apply for credit. At this time, there's no evidence that any credit card charges were made, but the investigation continues. The cause of a deadly house fire last Monday night in Caldwell is still unknown. Christine Labertue at the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says a neighbor called 911 to report the fire in Deanville.
It was learned that the bodies are identified as James Zeese, 70, and his son, James Zeese, Jr., 49. Preliminary autopsy results show the cause of death to be fire-related.
The deaths are not considered to be suspicious. Labertue says the father and son shared the house where the fire occurred. Today is Bowen Lofton's last day as Texas A&M president.
I've got lunch plans with President Bush, 41, and then I'll be stopping by to see some friends and very generous individuals in Houston in the afternoon as I board a turn here tomorrow night. And then, of course, at midnight I turn into a pumpkin, I guess.
Lofton, who starts February 1st at the University of Missouri, already has a date for returning to Aggieland.
November 15th, 2014 will be a day I'll be here. That's, of course, the next meeting between Missouri and Texas A&M at Kyle Field. That'll be a little challenging for me.
While winding down at A&M, Lofton has already been in contact with university officials and Missouri lawmakers who meet every year. This morning brings a new traffic bottleneck. Those who drive Rock Prairie Road at the freeway will be in a construction zone for the next year and a half. The $4 million expansion will include daily lane closures on Rock Prairie, the freeway, and both frontage roads. A reminder for motorists on the freeway in Bryan that work begins tomorrow on the southbound ramps at William Joel Bryan and Briarcrest. For the next 2 months, this will reduce the speed to 60 and will also close one lane on the southbound frontage road. As for freeway construction northbound in College Station, TxDOT says the on-ramp from Southwest Parkway will open next Monday, weather permitting. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 63 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:10. Sponsored this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for information.
High pressure will build our way, and that's going to result in improving weather across the region today. We'll sweep the clouds out, sweep some sunshine in. It'll be breezy to windy today, high 65 to 70. Clear breezy tonight, 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs up around 65. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be anywhere from 35 to 40. It'll be sunny Wednesday, highs Wednesday afternoon, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports. Aggie men's and women's hoops both on fire over the weekend, and the NFL was in their playoffs. We'll have all that and a whole lot more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:52.
So now we've got a freeway. I mean, is that really? Is that a freeway or is that just a bypass? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know.
Well, tomato, tomato.
Well, I mean, didn't the New York Times have that little thing where you, I don't know if they came up with it, but regional variances in how you say things.
Oh, I got
you. Pop and cola, freeway, highway, frontage road access road.
I got you.
Colloquialisms.
So, things, okay.
But in all cases, precision is important.
And it's a, and it's a good thing that nobody is ever on that Rock Prairie Road. You know,
No.
Glad that they went ahead and took one that's not very busy and told us that that's going to be. I like the switching lanes for what, a year and a half? Is that what you said?
Year and a half. There's a lot going on there, though.
Well, if you'll remember, they'd closed that down about 5 years ago anyway to build that flyover, and you had to divert through the subdivision to get anywhere over towards Welburn.
Yeah, you needed to do that.
Having had to do that every day when I got off work.
Well, which...
Not that I'm bitter.
No. Well, which reminds me, I mean, to harken back to the archives of the Infomaniacs. Tom had been living in College Station, I think. And he moved out near the original Aerofit. Okay? And again, this was years ago before they had the overpass. And Tom incredulously came in one day and said, did you know that there's a train that goes right across Villa Maria and you can't get by?
Yep.
Well, you know, it had only been that way for, oh, I don't know, 40 years.
Yeah, forever. Sure.
But because it was now in Tom's world, it was important that everybody knew that there was a dang train that actually went across Villa Maria.
Yeah, but.
So your comment about Welburn is somewhat reminiscent of that. But it just the whole idea that it sounds like we're going to get to guess which lane is closed, huh? Because lane closures were alternate.
Yeah.
Well,
they're widening Rock Prairie Road, which in the long run is going to be wonderful.
Good thing to do. That's yes. For sure. That's
At one point that was the world's longest school zone, so that's not going to be fun. No.
Yeah, that's true. And and we'll talk about it next hour because it is going to, for people in the southern part of the county, it's going to impact folks a lot. Small Albuquerque, New Mexico cemetery appears to be the victim of some foul activity. Okay.
Birds.
Chicken. Know where we're going?
Yeah.
Foul activity. That kind of gives you an idea about that. Anyway, somebody is leaving dead chickens near the headstones in the cemetery. The co-owner of the Romero Cemetery. Because isn't that the guy who did The Walking Dead? Is that right? George Romero?
Oh.
See?
I was thinking of Caesar Romero,
well,
but okay.
No. Says that for 2 years, dead chickens and chicken parts, and parts is parts, have been dropped off overnight. He said the chickens have been left periodically every day from every day to every 2 weeks. And also there are bones and feathers scattered throughout the cemetery. I don't know why they decided to tell us that, but nonetheless, there you go. And also, here's a cat story for you this morning. In Ohio, a cat that spent 3 winters, by the way, Cat McMullen still works here. She's at Peace 107.
Oh, good segue.
I mean, just random.
Oh, that was very nice.
Thank you. In Ohio, a cat that spent 3 winter days in a drain pipe rescued. Rescuers able to lure it out with tuna and even a cell phone app that meowed. Okay. Workers eventually able to cut through the pipe and get the cat out. Come here, kitty, kitty. I mean, again, the cat's looking at you freezing, going, nah, I prefer albacore. And it's packed in oil. I prefer it being
good
packed
luck,
in water.
I'm surprised they got that cat to do anything.
True. Very true.
Info.
Mation.
Because I'm a cat.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time.
Because if a cat had a middle finger.
Yes. Oh, very nice.
It's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at CTWP.com.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go. We're up to the 13th day of the year. That means we've got 352 of them to go. It is... I love this. It's National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Oh, man.
Okay, there are two kinds of people, pretty much. Ones that it would take a front-end loader, okay, to do that. Or they keep it so clean anyway, it would be like moving a pencil over 3 inches. You know what
I'm
saying?
Those are the people that looks like nobody works there.
Yeah. It's Rubber Ducky Day.
Yay.
International Skeptics Day. It's Public Radio Broadcast Day. So what we'll do is we'll put 7 seconds of dead air between everything that we do today.
Okay.
And talk very quietly. It's also Make Your Dream Come True Day, which might not include working in public radio, but who knows. All right, for birthdays.
Liam Hemsworth is 24 years old from The Hunger Games. He is the brother of Chris.
Oh, well, good for him.
The Thor guy.
Uh-huh.
William Hung, who probably has more money in the bank than you do.
And he sings really poorly.
Yes, he does. 31 years old. Orlando Bloom is 37 from Pirates of the Caribbean and those Hobbit movies. Nicole Eggert was in Baywatch and Charles in Charge, 42. Shonda Rhimes is 44 from Grey's Anatomy. Patrick Dempsey, also from Grey's Anatomy, McDreamy, is 48. Tracy Bingham is 46 from The Surreal Life and Baywatch. Trace Atkins, all 6'7" of him.
Big boy.
Grammy winner. He is 52.
Well, a spokesman for that Wounded Veterans
Wounded Project. Warriors yeah, Project, really absolutely.
Yep.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia?
You say that, thank you, is 53 and loaded.
Yeah, she is. She's worth over $1 billion, which is not bad.
A billion?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, her French company, Louis Dreyfus Group.
Oh.
Yeah, if you know the Dreyfus Group.
I thought it was all from Veep.
Well, no, what's interesting is, though, and she is the sole heir.
Yes.
Okay? What's interesting is, I mean, she decided not to play on that. I mean, she worked her way up, paid her dues, all that, and doesn't really talk about having that. And Veep is a very, very funny show.
Yes,
it is.
It is not safe for children.
No, it is not.
Oh, but I think if you want to know the way they really talk to each other in Washington, I think that's probably pretty close.
Which is really funny because when you see the settings, you know, the very, very ornate offices and the antique furniture and you braggin' fraggle, raggin' fraggle brass.
Yeah.
Just makes it funny. Richard Mull from Night Court is 71 years old. He was the tall guy.
Oh, yeah.
And Rip Taylor.
Oh, he's still alive.
Him and his confetti are 79.
He would actually lift his toupee sometimes.
Yep.
Which is kind of fun, okay? Billy Gray, who played on Father Knows Best. You'd have to be old like me to remember him. Be 76 today. And William B. Davis, who was the smoking man on The X-Files, if you watched that.
And
little else. I don't think he did anything else. He's 76. All right, 619.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the House Oversight Committee recently held a hearing on wasteful government spending. Among those who testified was Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn, who recently released his 2013 waste book highlighting $30 billion in wasteful government spending. Now, here are some examples of this government waste, and many of which were highlighted in this hearing. $100,000 spent building an outhouse in a remote Alaskan trail. Then we got a $10,000 grant awarded for Austin utility employees to perform a pole dance on power poles accompanied by an orchestra. And we spent $1 million to heat pavement at a Washington area bus stop. Wish I was using that pavement. There's your hard-earned money and your government waste of the day.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
The bad news keeps pouring in. Website glitches. People losing their health plans, their doctors, and their hospitals. Senator Max Baucus was right. Obamacare is a train wreck. And one organization is responsible. Who is it? Nancy Pelosi thanked them for having passed Obamacare.
AARP.
Say that again, Madam Speaker.
AARP.
Here's the good news. America Strong is the alternative to AARP we've been waiting for. You can count on them to fight for your values and fight for savings on products you use every day. Big savings you can use for a vacation or college fund. They're the un-AARP, and you don't need to be over 50 to join the fight and enjoy the savings. Act now and become a charter member at no additional cost, a $50 value. Call 800-799-1776, 800-799-1776, or go to americastrong.com. Sean Hannity and Newt Gingrich are charter members. You should be too.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there. I see you're looking at the new 2014 Tundra.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Sure is. Maybe I can help. What will you be using it for?
Let's see. I've been doing some camping lately and a bit of fishing.
I see. Well, the Tundra is perfect.
Fly fishing, angling, even spear fishing. So, of course, scuba diving. I have a boat, so I'll need to haul that. And,
well, the new Tundra has a complete...
I just tried hang gliding. Very cool. My friend got me into rock climbing. Now I'm scaling some pretty high peaks. Have you heard of lumberjacking?
When you want to do more, get a truck that does more. The new 2014 Toyota Tundra.
Motocross is kind of a hobby, and I've been doing some woodworking, building my own furniture.
It has a completely redesigned leather interior, backup camera, and tons of hauling capacity. It's a new generation truck for a new generation of Americans.
And oh yes, skydiving is very liberating.
Lease a 2014 Tundra double cab V8 for $269 a month for 24 months. With $24.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 2/3/14.
Higher pump prices. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A fill-up is a little more expensive with gas prices at a three-month high. The Lundberg survey says the average nationwide price of regular gasoline is $3.35 a gallon, up 8 cents in the last 3 weeks. Target shares fell 1% in Friday's trading after the discount chain revealed the breach of its computer systems was much worse than previously thought, and data on many millions of customers may have been stolen. A smaller-scale cyber attack may have compromised the personal data of people who shopped at luxury retailer Neiman Marcus, and Reuters says other retailers' data networks were hit during the holiday shopping season. The report says banks and credit card companies are aware of the breaches but cannot disclose which stores are involved. Retailers have to make the disclosures themselves. And Ford is set to take the wraps off a new F-150 pickup truck made of aluminum. Stock market futures are lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Well, okay, here you go. Here's a story from down the road in Austin. Does it feel like you're vacuuming all the time, but with minimal results? Unless there's something wrong with your machine, the problem could actually be your method. If you take the same route with your vacuum every time you clean, it's time to rethink your strategy, according to the owner of a carpet care company in Austin. Coming at your carpet from different angles will make a noticeable difference. For instance, if you're used to starting in a certain spot, begin on the opposite side of the room.
So they want you to do the carpet like you do your lawn?
Well,
because you're supposed to change your mowing pattern all the time, too.
Supposed to do that. Also, the other thing, think about this. Do you use the shower the same way every time?
Yeah.
See? I mean, think about that. Do you begin by washing a certain part every day?
Sure.
Well, don't. Change it. And we've talked about this before.
I disagree with that.
Okay,
well. I'm a top-to-bottom kind of guy.
Well, okay.
Me too.
But I'm talking left to right.
Okay, fine. Maybe left. Maybe okay. Left to right. All right, I'll
buy they
that.
Always tell us these different things we should do that help, our brain, for instance, rewire itself if it needs to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, learn how to do things in a different way.
Okay.
Take a different route to work.
Sure.
That way I can be late.
Just stay on top of things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's the whole idea is you may decide to try that, again, with your... with your vacuum, and that's obviously so, that has to do, I would think, with the carpet.
What is a matter with efficiency? If you get it down like that, it's efficient. You know how to do it. It's faster.
Well, yeah. You,
don't go screwing with perfection.
Perfection?
If you got it down to an art, you betcha.
Yeah. He sits back in the corner table and goes, yeah, I got that hand.
Well, if you
walk in, they go, hey, what's going on? Yeah, I got it. Hand.
With all due respect, a guy can get in and out of the shower in 3 minutes if you're in a hurry?
Oh, sure.
Why mess with that?
Oh, come on, Kevin. I know you are a fan of competition, and it's natural selection. You gotta keep challenging yourself daily.
That's right. Yeah, find a new way to do things in a more efficient way, right? Mm. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Okay. Just
change is bad. The guy that moved my cheese needs to get hit on the head.
Excuse me. You're in radio. Change is what we do here, right? Yeah.
No, change is what we make.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
all right.
you.
All right. Yeah, we'll be here all week. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Kind of windy today. Our high temperature will be 66. By windy, I mean 10 to 15, maybe gusting up to 25. And it'll be out of the north, and then maybe later on this afternoon, maybe 30 miles an hour, so be prepared for that. So with the wind shift, obviously it'll be cooler tonight, about 40 degrees, but heck, consider what we were dealing with a week ago. So there, 69 for a high temperature on Tuesday. Winds, again, still will be out of the north, but they'll kind of lay down some, about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then we'll be in the 60s again, lower 60s Wednesday. Thursday sounds like a pretty ideal day, 68 for a high temperature there, and then we have sunshine and Friday looks like 58, and we're going to peek ahead to the weekend as if they really knew, but they're telling us Saturday our high temperature will be about 61 and up to about 67 on Sunday. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. No mention of rain in the forecast all week long. Right now, our humidity is 93%. Winds are from the southwest at 7. We have overcast skies, and it's 64.
Having a positive attitude is good for a lot of reasons, but does it actually impact your health? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-711-5052. 1-800-711-5052. That's 1-800-711-5052. 1-800-711-5052.
Good health is all about prevention, and this cancer doctor is a big champion of the cause.
I look 2 to 3 times a week at someone in the eye and say, I've got no more drugs to treat your cancer. I don't want to do that anymore. So I have a passion now to prevent disease. Being positive, believe it or not, is one of the dominant things we can do for our health.
Dr. David Agus, author of the book, A Short Guide to a Long Life.
If one has a positive outlook, one does better in a clinical trial no matter what the disease. Owning a pet. In the Framingham Heart Study, our nation's biggest study to look at risk factors for heart disease, owning a pet was one of the most protective.
Of course you should eat healthy, but Dr. Agus says it's important to understand
nature segregates nutrients by color, so you want a multicolored diet. You want to know your grocer, so go in and ask, what came in fresh today? And if you can't get something fresh, opt for flash frozen instead of something shipped in from out of the country. Somebody upstairs designed fruits and vegetables that when they come off a tree, they start degrading right away to put the nutrients back in the soil.
Everyone knows exercise is important, but Dr. Agus says we need to redefine the term.
We all think of exercise as an hour at the gym and then we go to work. The sad truth is that sitting for 5 hours a day is equivalent on a health basis to smoking a pack of cigarettes. And so I love that hour at the gym, but you need to move the remainder of the day.
Tomorrow, the health risks of those airport X-ray machines. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. An office employee of a local fitness company is accused of using credit card information to apply for fraudulent accounts. The investigation started last month when a College Station policeman received a fraud alert from his credit card company. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says information from several credit card companies led to a search of the suspect's apartment.
She was found to be in possession of additional pieces of identifying information that linked her to these offenses.
According to the arrest report, 20-year-old Joy Coleman of College Station says she applied online using credit card information from 9 customers.
The suspect in this chose to violate that trust that must exist between customers and businesses for their own purposes.
Flieger says at this time there's no evidence of any credit card charges. Bryan police say the man accused of 2 convenience store robberies last Monday is also accused of last month's holdup of Pepe's restaurant. 26-year-old Brandon Moore was picked up in the Clay community south of Snook after he called a crisis hotline. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the investigation was aided by video recordings, witness statements, and a third party acquainted with Moore.
After it was publicized that we were looking for Brandon Moore, he decided he wanted to try and get out of town, so he solicited some assistance in doing that, and then that person assisted us.
Moore, who was found in the Clay community south of Snook after he called a crisis hotline, denies being involved in all 3 robberies, though the arrest report noted he agreed that he looked similar to the suspect. A father and son were identified as victims of a deadly house fire southwest of Caldwell. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office says the deaths of 70-year-old James Cease and his 49-year-old son, James Jr., are not considered to be suspicious.
The cause of the fire is unknown at this time. The State Fire Marshal's Office, along with the Burleson County Sheriff's Office, are continuing their investigation of this incident.
Sheriff spokeswoman Christine Labertu says the preliminary autopsy results indicated the deaths were from fire-related injuries. More construction along the Earl Rudder Freeway begins this morning. The $4 million expansion of the Rock Prairie Road interchange will take until the summer of next year to complete. There will be daily lane closures on both frontage roads, the freeway and Rock Prairie. In Bryan, construction begins tomorrow on freeway ramps for southbound traffic at the William Joel Bryan and Briarcrest exits. That work is scheduled to take 2 months, and it will affect the southbound frontage roads. And TxDOT also reports the northbound on-ramp from Southwest Parkway to the freeway could open as soon as a week from today. Bowen Lofton's last day as Texas A&M president is today. Asked to recall memorable events, he came up with 2 things, one from 2010 and one being the Nebraska football game.
Never forget the day early in 2010 after I became president, without adjective, as I call it. The Corps surprised me and marched by my house in review. Extraordinary experience.
Dr. Lofton says the only thing he feels bad about is leaving students and other relationships at A&M.
This is not a permanent situation. We will maintain our relationships at a distance. Social media helps out, of course, and we intend ultimately to come back here to retire one of these days.
And later today, we'll learn Dr. Lofton's 2 new Twitter handles, one for Missouri and one to replace Aggie Prez, which has more than 31,000 followers. It's time for the 20th annual Rabies Air Drop, but this year there's something new, TSN's Jim Forsyth explains.
For 20 years, Canadian Twin airplanes have been taking off from South and West Texas airstrips, dropping bait packets laced with rabies vaccine. Christine Mann of the State Health Department says the project has wiped out coyote rabies and nearly eliminated fox rabies in Texas.
We've been so successful now that we're testing an effort to expand it to vaccinate skunks.
She says skunks and bats are the only remaining mammals that are general carriers of rabies in Texas. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Texas Department of Public Safety officials are joining law enforcement around the nation in observing National Amber Alert Awareness Day. Amber Alert, which stands for America's Missing Broadcast Emergency Response, was created by Dallas-Fort Worth area law enforcement and media representatives in 1996. It followed the kidnapping and slaying of 9-year-old Amber Hagerman. Since then, every state has adopted the program. Texas Governor Rick Perry established the Texas Amber Alert in 2002, complementing existing programs already in place. From its inception, the Texas Amber Alert program has been activated 109 times and has helped recover 124 children. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Tom Light Chevrolet, The Sleep Station, and C&J Barbecue. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering a loaner program. If your unit goes down, you need to stay warm or cool. Then they'll bring one out and no charge. 690-2278. Here's the weather.
Frontal systems move through the area. We should see clearing skies behind that front today. It'll be windy, 65 to 70. Clear, breezy, and cooler tonight. Lows will be 35 to 40. The trend will be for cooler weather to continue to develop into tomorrow, but we'll have lots of sunshine, highs 65. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be 35 to 40. During the day on Wednesday, we'll see lots of sun and highs will be somewhere between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Both men's and women's hoops action for Aggie basketball doing quite well, thank you.
Billy Kennedy says, play it out. Face, pull up three on the way. Got it!
And that was with just seconds remaining to give the Aggs the win. All that and more will do it for you in sports, and we'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes, give or take.
Yeah, that was to say that was a big win would be an understatement.
Well, did you at the beginning of the season think that I would say both the men's and women's team are undefeated in the SEC ever?
Yeah, it's really pretty interesting. So we'll see. And the students are back, and they play South Carolina on Wednesday. So
and the ladies play them on Thursday.
Yeah, so we'll hope that there's a little bit of, you know, there hadn't been good attendance. And, you know, again, kids decide to go to see teams that win. It's a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I think that's what the discussion is. Well, okay, they've won a couple. Go see them.
Well, the A&M women's team has knocked off two nationally ranked opponents, number 12 and number 25, and they're taking on number 10, which is South Carolina, Wednesday.
Yep. So
Thursday, sorry.
A chance. That's why they're in that conference, so they have an opportunity to play those kind of teams and, you know, possibly elevate to that. Well, so the former president of a university in Central Texas has certainly been in the news over the weekend.
Yes, he has.
A fairly extensive feature piece slash interview with him on CBS's Sunday Morning yesterday. Talked about and listen, he chose to update some of his comments, and you know he took a fall at his house. He got a major owie. I mean, we're talking cut over the right eye that looks like it could have taken a couple of stitches, and wearing a neck brace. By the way, he's going to be here at the toward the end of the month. It's Robert Gates, and you know the discussion. Of course, what happens when you have a book is they roll out these firestorm quotes. Because that's the whole idea. You want to do that. And so the Joe Biden thing and all that kind of stuff and been making bad decisions for 40 years and expanded a little bit. And it's interesting because, you know, if you want to think about it, were the negative comments about Joe Biden to derail any thoughts he might have about running for president? And,
oh, I think that does nothing but help the Democratic Party.
But on the CBS Sunday Morning program, the lady who was interviewing him said something about Hillary Clinton. He said, well, I loved her sense of humor, and And she said, would she make a good president? And he said, well, yes, I think she would. Went, whoa. And then he said, but I guess if I have to be fair, I would say so would Joe Biden. Now, if you parse those words, and he says, I guess if I wanted to be fair, I would say Joe Biden would too. He didn't say Joe Biden would be a better, a good president. He just said if he wanted to be fair. Hmm. Anyway, don't know. Don't want to, you know, read too much into that. But anyhow, he's a little bit concerned about the media firestorm over the book. And so what he did is he contacted NPR and did an interview with NPR. And in that, Steve Inskeep, who's the NPR dude, conducted the interview and said in a preview that while the book is highly critical of the president, it also praises him. Gates actually compares the president to Abraham Lincoln in his decision-making style, and Gates argues that some of the early reviews and news articles just kind of get his facts wrong in subtle but important ways. For instance, the way the Washington Post previewed the book, you got the sense that Obama pursued a strategy in 2009 in Afghanistan, that one adding more troops to the region, believing that the strategy would fail. But Gates said he never wrote, nor did he believe, that of Obama. What happened, he says, is that the president approved a strategy in Afghanistan, thought and hoped it would work, and only became skeptical later on. Now, he's still pretty critical of Congress, though. I mean, he's pretty critical of them. Described them as, quote, uncivil, incompetent, parochial, egotistical, and putting itself and re-election before the country. Ditto! Ditto! Wow! Now, it's interesting because the lady who interviewed him said, now, do you ever consider returning to Washington? He said no, and his wife Becky was right there with him, and she said a big no. He said, sure, how else could I write a book like this if I wasn't going back? So he's not going back to Washington.
No, probably not.
Sure. But I read an article that he wrote in the Wall Street Journal on Saturday. And in the end, he did. The last paragraph of the story, he really does congratulate President Obama for taking the least politically popular stand in Afghanistan after listening to everything. So that does kind of measure those first words that rolled out. And, you know, no matter what the bottom line is, what his thoughts are, it's just Robert Gates is an amazing person, and obviously plenty of people have said that, but the fact that he served his country whenever his country called.
Yep.
You know, we don't have many statesmen left. Aren't very many of them. But
that dates all the way back to the Nixon administration,
yeah,
does it not?
Yeah, this is a guy who whenever the country needed him, he was willing to step up. So, you know, anyway, the book comes out, let me see, be released tomorrow, and then he'll be here, I believe it's the 21st
That's
of
correct.
January, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be speaking at Rudder Auditorium at 11 o'clock. It's free. I think you have to have tickets. But there's going to be some Q&A also, so just so you know. All right. Back to the other stuff that goes on in D.C. A guy named Jack Kingston. He's a Republican. He's from the Georgia House. Now, in December, he opposed the federal school lunch program that provides free lunches for poor kids, suggesting the kids pay like a nickel or a dime for those lunches, or that they sweep floors, do some sort of work, quote, to instill in them the fact that there is no such thing as a free lunch, end quote. Well, Kingston's spokesman tried to deflect the firestorm that followed, but the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, I think joke in Constitution is what Borch used to call it, but that the representative was trying to have a productive conversation about the whole idea of work ethic, which is a good thing. I think we're all in favor of that. Well, Kingston is currently running for the Senate there in Georgia, and so, of course, there are people out there who've got time on their hands to do a little investigative reporting, and WSAV, one of the TV stations over there in Georgia, found that Representative Kingston had, in fact, expensed out almost $4,200 worth of lunches for his office over the past 3 years.
Oops. Whoa.
Yeah, that could have purchased 2,000 Georgia school lunches. Oh, wait, there's more. He also racked up $4,300 in free meals paid by special interest groups and traveled to a handful of continents on congressional business, racking up $24,000 in costs. Those expenses included more than just meals, And, of course, he expensed out $145,000 worth of meals for campaign events. So, got to be really, really careful because all that stuff is out there and available. I mean, they can go find it. Doesn't take too much. Anyway, that's the way that goes. And let's see what else is going on. Rents Priebus, he's the guy with the funny name who's the head of the Republican National Committee, has felt like he needs to come out and, God, I hate to say this, lift Chris Christie up. Ugh, that'd be a Herculean job. Anyway, he's defending the whole bridge scandal, trying to compare it to President Obama. You know, he said there's no question that the mistakes did happen. He admitted that he trusted people that lied to him. America's a forgiving people, but they're forgiving when you take ownership. You make mistakes, you take the correct action. That's what Chris Christie showed. He said for his part, the president has lifted people up like Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton and Lois Lerner and Susan Rice when he shouldn't have. So trying to kind of compare and contrast. And then Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, was on ABC yesterday kind of trying to do the same thing, okay? Trying to pick up the whole idea that this bridge scandal shouldn't threaten his political future. He had a news conference. He tried to set the record straight. If for some reason it's not true, the man has put his political career at risk, but he says it's one of those he didn't know that it was going on in his own administration. Of course, the media then asks, how could you not know? But nonetheless, that's where they are with that. So people trying to, it sounds like, come to his defense at least a little bit.
Well, and I don't need to defend him because I don't even want to see him outside of office. I don't want to see him in office outside of New Jersey. Right. I honestly don't care what he does outside of New Jersey.
Yeah.
But I still think that this, and unless there's evidence to the contrary, he had people he trusted and he just apparently shouldn't have.
Yeah, and they end up becoming empowered because of their position. And
right.
If they misbehave, you know, it's one of those, was he responsible or irresponsible? That goes all the way back to the Nixon administration when they used to say that. But you cannot control that. You have to put, as you say, people you trust into positions, and they make decisions. And those decisions might embarrass you.
I just go to the whole picture.
Yeah.
He spends more money every single year in New Jersey.
Well, it's New Jersey, and again, he's not conservative.
He's not a fiscal conservative at all.
No, which is why I like him in New Jersey. Yeah. Stay away.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. At Home magazine is featured at the 2014 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you were to poll Texas nurserymen, they'd tell you many of their customers come in with the very same questions. I've assembled a few of the most important current ones in the hopes that they'll be of help as we serve out the balance of the winter. I'll be back with gardeners' most asked questions from late winter right after this message. It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. The special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. Or we have a better deal for you. Save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. It's been 22 years since I published my last book on Texas gardening. A lot has changed. I think this will become the new go-to reference book on everything related to landscaping and gardening in the Lone Star State. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. So we're talking about some of the most asked questions of late winter. Here's one. When is the best time to prune my plants? Well, actually, the question is generally asked on behalf of one specific type of plant. Fruit trees should be pruned soon before they begin to bud out. Shade trees, summer flowering trees, shrubs and vines, evergreens, and bush roses are pruned no later than mid-February. Climbing roses are pruned immediately after they finish flowering, as are spring flowering shrubs and vines. Blackberries are pruned immediately after you finish harvesting the fruit. Remember, in all cases of pruning, whether it's trees, crepe myrtles, or any other landscaping plant, there is never justification for topping those plants. Never top a crepe myrtle. If you're ever in doubt, don't prune. What can I do to get rid of ugly winter weeds in my lawn? That's a question I hear all the time. Many of the unsightly weeds are broadleafed, non-grassy weeds, including dandelions and henbit, chickweed, clover, thistles, and a lot of others. You can use a broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D as a spray to eliminate them. Follow label directions for temperature and rainfall carefully for the best results. On the other hand, if you have grassy weeds, there's nothing you can do for this generation of the plants. You need to put out a pre-emergent in early September this fall for next year's winter grassy weeds. How can I eliminate mistletoe from the branches of my tree? Will it do any major damage? Mistletoe is a parasitic plant, so it does do damage. In some cases, it can cause such distorted growth of the tree's branches that it can cause serious problems. Your best hope will be to prune it out the first winter that you see it, before the plants get rooted really well into the wood of the branches. In fact, if you wait a year or two longer, the branches themselves will become large, and removal of the mistletoe will require major surgery. Unfortunately, we have no chemical control of mistletoe. Soils. It helps sands hold moisture and nutrients. It's best to use a blend of several types of organic matter, whether it's peat moss or well-rotted manure, compost, shredded pine bark mulch. A little bit of each of those is a great idea. When is the best time to plant new trees and shrubs? Well, this is a great time to transplant them, dig them, and move them, but you can plant 12 months a year. I'm Neil Sperry, getting kids into gardening in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Aggie men's and women's hoops lit it up this weekend, both remaining undefeated in SEC action.
Billy Kennedy says, play it out. Space, pull up three on the way. Got it!
Antoine Space hit that three-pointer with 4 seconds and change left to lift Texas A&M to a 57-56 victory over Tennessee in Knoxville Saturday. The Aggies, 11-4 now and 2-0 in the SEC, trailed by as much as 14 in the first half and never led the second half until the final basket. The guys will try to stay perfect against South Carolina this Wednesday at Reed. Tip-off is at 7, and the action is on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The ladies took on their second nationally ranked opponent in a row and got the same result as the first, knocking off number 12 LSU last week and then number 25 Georgia yesterday.
And that'll be the ball game. Texas A&M with a 58-44 win over Georgia on the road to improve to 13-4 overall and 3-0 in SEC play.
Lady Bulldogs were unable to score a second half point against the Aggies' stifling defense until a free throw at about 14 and change. By that time, the Aggies had built a 21-point lead that Georgia just could not overcome. The Aggies will return to Reed on Thursday to host the third nationally ranked team in a row at number 10, South Carolina. Tip off for that game at 7 on our other sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Now, one of A&M's all-time greats, Sydney Colson, has joined the women's basketball staff as a graduate assistant. Colson was the starting point guard for the 2011 National Championship team. In high school hoops from over the weekend, Snook knocked off Milano 62-41. The ladies that were in action, St. Joe's, beat Katy Faith 43-32. The University of Texas scheduled, the Regents are scheduled to meet by phone to approve new football coach Charlie Strong's five-year contract worth $25 million. The board is expected to approve the deal later today. Strong spent the last four seasons with Louisville and will be Texas' first African-American head coach of a Longhorns men's program ever. Another quick coaching note from the Eagle, Charles McMillan, who played at Bryan High and served as an assistant football coach at Texas A&M, has been hired as the defensive backs coach at New Mexico. On out of the NFL in the playoffs, where the Denver Broncos have advanced to the AFC title game against New England by beating San Diego 24-17. Peyton Manning tosses touchdown passes to Wes Welker and Darius Thomas in the first half and was 25 of 36 for 230 yards and one INT. Manning is looking forward to taking on the Pats.
It's the Broncos versus the Patriots, and certainly Tom and I have played against each other a lot. But when you get to the AFC Championship, it's about two good teams that have been through a lot to get there. So they're a great team. They had a big win last night. We're going to enjoy this one tonight, start to work on them tomorrow. And I know it'll be a heck of a game.
Hopping over to the NFC, where the San Francisco 49ers scored the last 17 points in the 23-10 win over the Carolina Panthers, putting the Niners in the NFC title game against the Seahawks in Seattle. Panthers led 10-6 until Kaepernick hit Vernon Davis with a five-yard touchdown pass with just five ticks left on the clock in the first half. Here's Niners coach Jim Harbaugh after the game.
It was a great football game. I mean, no question about it. It was a physical struggle. Proud of our team for prevailing. When you go on the road in a playoff game, beat another team that's a very good football team in their stadium, it does make you feel like a strong, mighty man.
A strong, mighty man. In the NBA, Western Conference leading San Antonio, they were driven by Kawhi Leonard, who scored 13 of his 17 in the second half, and Matty Bonner lit it up from outside the arc.
To the corner of Bonner for three. Splash landing for the Red Rocket. That's his fourth three-pointer.
Bonner and the Spurs had no trouble with the T-Wolves. Final score, 104-86. And finally, John Tavares scored with 1:24 to go. Brock Nelson added an empty netter, leading the streaking Islanders to a 4-2 win over the Stars, who have lost five straight. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Amish Furniture for Generations has the biggest sale in all their entertainment centers, and right now is a great time for you to come in and have a look at them. An entertainment center that is built to last. That's hard to find. You can find an entertainment center just about any place, but this is built with solid wood and, of course, ready for any technology that you want to put in there. But Amish Furniture has their biggest sale right now in the entertainment centers that would be perfect for you. Every type of entertainment center to fit your specific needs. Their consoles, their stereo cabinets, their wall units, small and large. You can go all the way to a complete home theater system. And again, built with the same quality, handcrafted, solid wood right here in America. And if you still don't see what you want, obviously they can custom build for you and all that. Is at 10% off. So stop in and see the entertainment centers, big and small. They're at Amish Furniture for Generations. They're located on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. Call them if you want to, 260-5050, but go by and have a look at what they have for entertainment centers on sale right now at Amish Furniture for Generations. Furniture that lasts for generations to come.
The politicians in Washington are talking about immigration again. And they're proposing more of the same. More amnesty, more liberal solutions, and more lies from Obama. That's why conservative Todd Staples is fighting back.
Like you, I'm sick and tired of the baby kissers in Washington not listening to voters like you and me. When it comes to border security, the politicians from both parties have let us down. That's why I developed a six-point plan to reform our failed immigration system that starts with real border security and does not include amnesty. I'm Todd Staples, and I'm running for Lieutenant Governor to deliver real results.